Elizabeth Elliot studied Greek in college with the goal of working as a Bible translator. Shortly after arriving in Ecuador, she married fellow missionary Jim Elliot, who was later killed while trying to reach out to the fierce Alca Indians. Here on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth shares with us the insights from her remarkable journey as a daughter, mother, wife, widow, and missionary.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. Valerie, there's one thing that I would love to hear you talk about today. Since you're the mother of 8 children, you've had a lot more experience than I have, but I've had lots of experience in being in big stores like Target or Kmart or Walmart or something, where you see a harried mother. She's got an infant in the cart, she's got a 2-year-old clinging to her skirts, and she's got a 3- and 4-year-old racing up and down the aisles, pulling the toys off and saying, "Mom, can we have this? Can we have this?" What would you suggest that might bring some peace and order into that kind of a shopping trip for a poor young mother?
If the mother can explain to her children before she goes in that they're not allowed to have all that they see, and that they are going in for a specific purpose, and that is all that they're going in for, then that helps, certainly, with the children. Of course, there's a whole business of training the children from the beginning that they don't get whatever they want whenever they see it or scream for it. But you do see mothers who have children screeching or screaming for something, and in order to stop their screaming, they give them what they want, and then they have to buy it. I've had experience a few times with my Theo, who is just 2 years old, when he has gone into a store with me. If we have to go down the toy aisle for something, if we're getting something for one of the other children, he wants whatever he sees. And I try very hard to look him straight in the face and very quietly talk to him in his ear and say, "Theo, we can't get this, or we can't get whatever you see, and you may not scream. You're not allowed to scream." And usually there isn't time to take him back outside and leave him in the car with an older sister or older brother. So I have to teach him right there in the store that he's not allowed to have whatever he screams for. And usually, if I talk to him quietly and seriously, he will accept what I'm saying. And it's only because we've had to do that at home, too. We have this letter from one of my mother's radio listeners that says, "I need to have some guidelines to help me discern what it is that my daughter Rochelle really needs. I purchase many quality but inexpensive items at yard sales, but I don't want to just accumulate because it costs so little and spoil her in that way." And I think the spoiling comes from just getting whatever the child wants, just indulging. And I am trying to learn not to indulge my children, and I am learning more and more that it's freeing and joyful to say, "No, you may not have that because you don't need it." I want my children to play with simple toys that help them to use their imaginations. The cartoons and the commercials on TV these days have all kinds of weird creatures, and so toys are made from those cartoons. And first of all, it's not wise to let your children watch all kinds of cartoons. I generally have allowed my children to watch Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck cartoons, the old-fashioned ones rather than the modern ones. I don't even like the modern ones, so I don't allow them to watch. But so many toys come from those things. And if you have to take, of course, I try not to take my children into stores very often, unless it's the grocery store, but if you have to take your children in, just simply explaining to them that what we have at home is all that we need is freeing to me, and saying it with confidence that the Lord has enabled me to see that all we need is a ball, maybe a doll for the girls, maybe a tea set for the girls, and mostly my 7-year-old and my 5-year-old, Colleen and Evangeline, play with horses, and they're real looking horses that are toys, and I want my children to use their imaginations.
So if they have too many manufactured toys, doesn't it lead more to discontent and confusion rather than happiness?
Absolutely.
And simplicity?
Absolutely.
Simplicity is something that it seems to me we Christians ought to be aiming at all the time. We should be simpler in our trust of God, simpler in our manner of living. And someone has written this definition of simplicity: laying aside things which grow by habit into necessities. Things which grow by habit into necessities. Do parents need to be extremely careful about what sort of habits they themselves have formed and what sort they are allowing their children to form?
Absolutely. We have to be extremely careful. There is a book called In His Steps, and throughout the book we are taught that we are to ask, what would Jesus do in this situation? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? And I think we have to be on our toes and on our knees asking God, would He want me to be spending my time this way? And how are my children spending their time? Is it wise? Is what they're doing wise and helpful and constructive? I do think that Legos are a helpful toy in that they help children to use their imagination. They're coming out with more and more Legos, though, that don't leave much for the imagination. And it's a contrast just between my 16-year-old and my 9-year-old, because my 16-year-old played with just the Lego blocks that he had to put together in different kinds of machines and flying machines. But my 9-year-old has begun to think that he has to have more and more of these Legos that already have the whole setup with all the people that look a certain way and
castles and flags and horses
and
all the tournament trappings and
so
everything.
So it leaves very little for the imagination. And I'm just thinking, as we're talking about this, that he still has a whole bin full of Legos that Walter played with. Walter is our 16-year-old. And he needs to learn to use those Legos rather than the kind of toys, the Legos that are already made for you. Anyway, we want our children to spend their time productively. And a 2-year-old needs to be learning how to put silverware in a drawer or how to put socks that match on top of each other or how to even fold a washcloth. And a 2-year-old in his free time, when he's not helping his mother, should be learning how to use his hands and his feet. And I think of my Theo loves to play with a ball. He just adores throwing it into a little hoop, little basket. He loves throwing it for somebody else or to somebody else, and that's his playtime. He needs to be using his hands.
And you wouldn't even need the hoop or the basket. He could be practicing throwing a ball into a bowl or something like that, couldn't he?
Right. Uh-huh.
I want to ask you too, Val, what do you think about the habit that parents have really instilled in their children of always having one of those plastic bottles with a straw in it so that they can be walking around? We see them in airports walking around sucking on these things, or they have to have something to eat. They have snacks and drinks.
All the time.
Any old time throughout the day. Now, do you allow your children to have snacks and drinks at any time they want and whatever they want?
No, I do allow my children to have water whenever they want it, but everything else they have to ask permission for. And we don't have snacks in the mornings. In the afternoons, because there is a longer time from lunch until supper, I do allow them to have fruit, sometimes nuts for a snack, but it's always with permission. And the walking around business has been a struggle for me. It's so much easier just to give a child something and let him walk around with it than it is to place him in the high chair or place him on a stool and make him sit there. But it's been so much fun too when I have made Theo sit on a stool to drink a glass of water or a glass of milk. And he loves that little routine of having a stool and sitting down on it and drinking it. And I tell him he has to stay there. And certainly children don't have to have the sippy cups or the straw, the cups with the straws so that they won't spill, because they need to be taught how to sit in one place and drink out of a cup. Sippy cups certainly help when a child is first learning to drink out of a cup. But in this day and age, too many parents have this notion or this underlying thinking that they have to have what's being offered
by stores. It's self-indulgence, isn't it? Self-indulgence.
And if they have to have it, then they think their children have to have it. And it's just not godliness.
I notice here on the freeways, an awful lot of people, as you pass in the car, you can see that they're drinking coffee while they're driving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to say that this is necessarily
wrong.
Sinful, but it is so self-indulgent to think, I've got to have my coffee. I've always got to be chewing something, sucking something, drinking something. And this is taught to our children as well.
Yes.
So that when they don't have it, when they think they need it, then they're uncomfortable, or if they're a small child, they're going to make a big fuss. So back to that definition of simplicity, again, we need to learn to lay aside things which grow by habit into necessities. As an old woman, I sometimes talk to my contemporaries and say, do you absolutely have to have that cup of coffee? Maybe we need to discipline ourselves in order to set the kind of example that we want our children to follow.
Definitely.
And things
yes.
like that.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.